live for
a majority of that.
The majority of that time period. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 3.
Well, very close. That's a Dave Hansen try there. But it's actually 4 conferences Lakers been part of. From 1960 to 1990, the Thumb B Conference. 1990 to 1993, the Blue Bay Conference, which reminds me of Roy Orbison, basically. 1994 to 1996, the Thumb C National. And then 1997 to present, the Greater Thumb Conference West Division. As a bonus question, Dave, how many state championships does each school have?
Well, I'm Mike, and I'm much better looking than Dave, but thank you for that comment, Clark. How many state championships does each school have? I know Lakers has one,
mm-hmm.
and I believe they only have one.
Correct. We'll leave it at that.
There's some Vassar guys to my right. Maybe they know.
It's actually none.
It is none. Okay. Yes. I knew Lakers had one.
So number 21 for Lakers is ready to kick this one off. Terrence Stoops, he suffered an injury last week, and what trainers are calling him one of the toughest players they've ever worked on, I should say. And by toughest, we mean tough at heart. Number 21, Terrence Stoops, that senior running back, linebacker, also kicker. He's waiting at the 40-yard line. Awaiting back deep for the Vassar Vulcans, number 8, David Wargo, defensive back, also wide receiver, 6 foot 150 senior. Lakers coming out in the black pants, white uniforms with green numbers and lettering, flat green paint on their helmets with a silver L wheel on the helmet. Silver face mask, and this is a squib kick. It's touched at the 38-yard line and brought down right there by number 23, Robert Atwood, the linebacker, junior. He brought it down and tipped it in the air and brought it down, and they're going to mark him down to the 39-yard line, right to left across your radio.
Yeah, that was definitely a deliberate squib, really high. Atwood barely got his hand on that at 5'10". I think if he was any shorter, it probably would have got past him, but interesting strategy here for the Lakers to start off.
So the 39-yard line for Vassar is where they start in their own territory. Pratt is in the shotgun and has a running back on either side of him about a yard in front. Pratt's going to keep this one for himself, gets through the line, breaks free of 2 tackles. He's close to the first down marker for about a 9-yard gain all the way out to the 48-yard line, and here comes Vassar.
Yeah, you got to think Callahan actually made a pretty good lead block there coming through as he followed the quarterback. When he gets a blocker, it gives him a lot of space up the center. That was actually right off tackle, so right up the gut. Pretty good start for Vassar.
Vassar sends 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Pratt is in the shotgun with the running back to the left, and we have some motion on the line. Lakers jump first, trying to get them off sides, and then a offensive player to the left tackle or left tight end jumped, and they're going to say this is actually offsides against Lakers. So we have our first flag of the night. Lakers had 103 yards and penalties last week. Already they have 5 here, and that's going to be enough for a first down. They needed 1 for the first down. They get 4 extra. So now they're into Laker territory at the 46-yard line. First and 10 now with 11:22 left in the first quarter. Vassar with the ball right to left across the radio. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, same formation. Pratt is in the shotgun, and he has a back to his left. There's the snap. Staying in the pocket, Lakers rushes him, goes down far down to the far side, near sideline, and that one goes out of bounds, was overthrown. Pass was intended for number 21, DeAndre Callahan. The 5'10 wide receiver, 165 senior, did not have a chance as this one flew out of bounds. Incomplete pass. Clock stops with 1:04 left in the first quarter. Now 2nd and 10.
Yeah, Callahan was wide open on that play, but the pressure of Lakers actually is what caused that pass to go out of bounds. He had to throw it away real quick, but Callahan was open. If he would have had a couple more seconds, it probably would have been a touchdown for 6. You got to credit Lakers penetrating.
And they load up, Vassar loads up the left end, and they had a receiver in the trips left. Line up offsides. So they're going to march this 5 yards right back to the other way. So now both teams with 1 flag of 5 yards each. Yeah, and back into Vassar territory at the 49-yard line.
Receiver didn't check down with the referee. All you got to do is check down to the sideline. Referee will tell you to back up. And now I see he's checking with them. So
better late than never. The same formation. Trips to the left just outside of the left end. Pratt in the shotgun. A low snap, he has to go down for it. He's in the backfield, and here comes Lakers charging. Pratt gets back to the original line of scrimmage, then about 3 more yards. A broken play indeed, and he gets across midfield down to the Laker 47-yard line, a gain of 4 when it could have been a loss of 14.
Yeah, it just shows the athleticism of Pratt. Literally would have been a sack for 9 yards, and he had a couple hands on him. He was able to just skate free and actually come up with a gain on a play, scrambling to the far sideline.
Third down now. And they're going to say, we're going to say 12, maybe 13 yards to go. The first down marker is at the Laker 36-yard line. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Pratt is going to roll to his left to pass. And Lakers comes through with the sack back at the 40-yard line. Number 55, Quinton Smith, the defensive end senior, came through and blasted him. The Lakers have been pressuring all night long. And this is a big loss. A loss of 12 yards on the play, and now it's going to be fourth in a country mile for Vassar.
Yeah, number 81, James Stork, also in on the tackle. Both players right in. Vassar's got to do a better job at protecting the quarterback. Their receivers are open. They're having opportunities, but when you're under that much pressure, you don't have time for plays to develop. So you've got to credit Lakers so far in this game.
So the punt is off from Pratt, and it comes into the gets bounce. And number one, Seth Bowles, is going to let this one bounce out of bounds at the Laker 23-yard line. Nice little punt there from Pratt, and it gives Lakers the ball back with 9:37 left in the first quarter, and a total of 1 yard on that drive for Vassar, covering 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Lakers offense on the field for the first time, moving left to right across your radio. That last drive was 7 plays as well. Resulted in a punt from Vassar.
Not a bad first offensive series for Vassar. They just got to protect Pratt a little bit more. He can make plays as long as he has protection.
Dustin Cady, your starting quarterback, sends a receiver wide to the left in the pistol with two backs in the end. He's going to keep this one for himself around the right end. Gets past the line of scrimmage, past the 25-yard line, out to the 26 before he's tripped up by number 26, Zachary Shepard. Down the defensive line, he's a junior, 6'4", big build. A 3-yard gain for the Lakers brings up 2nd and 7.
Yeah, no hole there for Katie at all. Sealed right up. Vassar did a good job defensively.
2nd and 7, this drive started at the 23-yard line. Now they send number 18, Brandon Wuschlager, wide to the right. Katie is in that pistol with Dubes to his right. Our Dubes is behind him, and it's a handoff right up the middle. And not much there going, about 3 yards in a cloud of dust into the hands of number 3, Evan Shemka, the senior. He gets out to the 27-yard line, maybe a yard, actually 2 yards according to the spot, and now brings up 3rd and 6.
Yeah, I think a little bit of a size advantage here for Vassar on the defensive line compared to Lakers' offensive line. And I think Lakers is going to have to go outside. They're going to have to pass, or they're going to have to run outside, because up the middle is just not open for them so far.
Number 54, Isaac Graves, with a tackle there for Vassar. Brings up 3rd and 6 to go. And they have 3 men in the backfield, all and basically a pistol, power pistol to the left. And Katie out to pass, and he's a complete to number 1, Seth Bowles, at midfield. He's to the 40 and finally brought down at the 31-yard line in Vassar territory by number 21, DeAndre Callahan. The defensive back finally brought him down after a huge gain, enough for a first down and then some. And Lakers' first drive is on the go.
Yeah, Vassar took a chance. When you blitz both linebackers, it leaves one-on-one coverage on the outside. If you let a receiver get behind you, he's going to get open, and you're going to make a play.
A 42-yard reception from Dustin Cady to Seth Bowles. Seth Bowles, a sophomore. Cady in the pistol. Receiver wind to his right. Hands it off to Terrence Stoops. Tries to go around the right end, and a whole bunch of black jerseys there to stop him. Leading the charge was number 26, Zachary Shepard, on the defensive line. He's a junior. Gets out to the 27-yard line in Vassar territory, gains 4 on the play, and brings up 2nd down, 6 to go.
A little more push from that offensive line this time. Lakers needs to be able to run the ball to win this game, slowly getting a couple more yards each time. Their first two on the last drive were only for 1 yard and 2 yards, so 4 yards on the first drive. They're finally getting some push out there up front.
7:24 left in the first quarter. Still scoreless here in Vassar. Lakers on their first drive of the night, after Vassar's first drive resulted in 7 plays and a punt in 1 yard. Cady hands this one off to Terrence Dubes right up the gut, across the 25, down to the 22-yard line. He is shy of the first down by about 1.5 yards. will bring up third down and manageable now.